From the Times Union, Albany, New York, Thursday, December 9th, 1941. Headlines: Japs try to bomb coast, routed off Golden Gate. San Francisco, December 8th, 1941, INS. The attempted attack on the San Francisco Bay Area tonight by enemy planes was a large-scale operation, Brigadier General William Ord Ryan, head of the 4th Interceptor Command, said late tonight. An apparent attempt by Japanese warplanes to bomb the San Francisco Bay Area was reported last night, Monday, by Brigadier General William Ord Ryan of the 4th Interceptor Command, who said a large number of unidentified aircraft were turned back at the Golden Gate. He said the invading planes vanished to the southwest over the sea after searchlights at the Presidio of San Francisco were turned on and other measures taken to thwart an attack. Ryan did not disclose the nature of these measures. The general's statement came after 3 hours of uncertainty in which San Francisco was partially blacked out in two separate air raid alarms. It was the city's first attempt to black out for air raid protection. Sirens wailed continuously, air raid wardens rushed from door to door darkening lights in their areas, and in the downtown area there were numerous crashes as automobiles piled up against each other. Police said a woman was shot and wounded by a California State Guardsman near the Bay Bridge. The reported repulse of planes was not explained in great detail by General Ryan, who said no night fighting planes were sent aloft. Strange planes approach Golden Gate, 1941. From the Times Union, December 9, 1941, three naval craft sent out to hunt plane base. Regarding the invaders, Ryan said they came from the sea, were turned back, and the Navy sent out three vessels to find out where they came from, General Ryan said. I don't know how many planes there were, but there were a large number. They got up to the Golden Gate and then turned about and headed southwest. General Ryan was asked whether he thought they were Japanese bombers. Well, they weren't Army planes, they weren't Navy planes, and you can be sure that they weren't civilian planes, he answered. Not a test. An hour and 50 minutes after the first alarm was sounded, the 12th Naval District Headquarters at San Francisco announced that 15 unidentified planes were reported somewhere off the Golden Gate, and a Navy spokesman declared this is not a test. Residents along Marine Boulevard, San Francisco, fronting the bay near the Golden Gate, said 60 Army trucks rushed anti-aircraft guns to the water's edge during the blackout. Official sources on the coast and in Washington were not in entire agreement as to whether the whole performance was a series of surprise tests or the terrible truth. Washington authorities stated the two alarms were only tests, and only yesterday afternoon the United States and Great Britain had declared war on Japan, an antagonist on which Sunday sprang without warning upon major Pacific bases.